All right, Johnny.
But what about my money?
What money?
AC said you had some dough for me.
That a fact? How much do I owe you?
AC said 10%.
Too bad AC ain't in charge no more.
What do you mean?
He's upstairs taking a bath. He'll call you when he gets out. Hey, I tell you what I'm gonna give you, Snakes. I'm gonna give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
All right, Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm going.
1, 2, 10. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Welcome to the CDJ podcast and our Christmas episode, I Don't Know No Snakes.
That's a good name already.
I like it.
Yeah, I figured I'd go with it.
Yeah, why not?
An iconic scene just coming off the rip from a Christmas movie. This year is a little special to me. It's my last Christmas before I take my foray into fatherhood.
Or with child.
Yeah. It's just funny because I feel like Christmases now are coming faster and faster every year. So the movies and the stuff that we talk about as far as pop culture, you lose touch with some of it. And some of it you kind of like, you know, when you sit on the couch, you see your father or your mother watch a movie like, oh, that's stupid. Like, how the fuck could you think that was stupid? But after years and years of watching the same fucking stuff, some of them get old. Some new movies come. So you adapt. And that's what I kind of want to talk about today. And everything along with it as far as the Christmas season goes.
I did watch the one that you were saying, 8-Bit Christmas. I ended up finishing it the other night. And you're right. I was bawling my eyes out by myself. Lindsay fell asleep per fucking usual. And the end came. And I was doing the belly cry. I was crying so hard she woke up.
You were like ready to go in the backyard and build a fucking a treehouse.
Yeah, absolutely, I was. I was this damn close.
I haven't watched it yet, unfortunately.
Oh, it's a good one, dude. It's really good. Well, it's definitely like you were saying. It's like a new spin on the classic Christmas story.
It's actually comparable to having Santa Claus as a father because, like, not many fathers are going out and building a whole tree for it in one year and when one night. You know, you don't notice it the day before, and you wake up in the morning. Your dad stayed up all night in the cold out there, fucking hitting nails by himself. My dad be bleeding. He'd be asking for a cup of cocoa with probably some whiskey.
Yeah, my dad. Oh wait, he wasn't around.
Yeah, my dad went out for nails, never came back again.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, dad. Oh, never mind. Oh, well, I got Danny though, so it's even bad. Danny's better anyway.
Oh yeah.
I'm still waiting for my dad for Christmas. I'll probably get a text this year.
No. Hey, Jester.
Yeah, hey. Hey, my son, my beloved son.
No, he, like you said, he blames it on you. He's like, kid, still not on the nice lift. I'm not coming this year.
Yeah, 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 right, exactly. He's like, ah, Santa told me.
It's all your fault.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, my God. Yeah, 8-Bit Christmas is really cool. I'm kind of digging like Hawkeye. Hawkeye's on like a diehard vibe almost. Like, is it Christmas? Isn't, but it's set in the backdrop of Christmas.
They've been showing
Christmas. Dude, you know what? With a lot of the new Marvel shit coming out, you feel like you have to have a fucking, like, some kind of degree in science, in like science or something. Some of them are like a little too crazy. The Hawkeye shit, episode by episode, easy. It's fun to watch. And you can watch it with your kids. It's like family friendly. And the last episode, you got a little teaser of a great character that you didn't know was going to come step in.
Who?
So, definitely. Huh? I'm not going to spoil it on
you. Just tell me, dude.
The spoiler, it's already been spoiled last week. And the finale episode's out tonight. It came out today.
Okay, so who is it?
It's Kingpin.
Oh, that's it? Oh, it's not.
Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio, though. Like, they're bringing him back from the Netflix shows, which were canceled, and they're bringing him back in.
Well, so that's like, well, I heard that Daredevil's in the new Spider-Man.
Dude, you can't be. We're not talking about Spider-Man this week.
All right, I really want to get into Spider-Man. Well, it's Christmas but I time. For you
guys, I want to wait for you guys to see it. That's not that big of a.
Well, I mean, it just came out at Christmas. I thought it was a Christmas movie.
It kind of is. It's kind of set in the backdrop of a Christmas movie. And makes you cry more than most Christmas movies. Not going to lie to you.
Spider-Man's going to.
Dude, Spider-Man was maybe my favorite MCU movie besides like Endgame and Infinity War. It made, dude, that movie was very emotional, very good acting.
I heard that it's like, many people that I talked to that are like really Marvel people said that it's, they feel like they say it every movie, but they're like, it's the best one yet.
No, I know people say it all the time, and like obviously Endgame and Infinity War because it like reached the pinnacle of everything, but besides like straight up acting, like emotional, you're into it, it's awesome from start to finish.
Yes, that's what
like
I heard.
Fabulous's first album, Spider-Man No Way Home.
So you think Spider-Man No Way Home is on the same as Fab's first album?
That says a lot. Fabulous's that's one of the most album. Fire albums of all time.
Yeah, I mean, bars.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know why I compared it to that, but when you think of a CD that has every single good song on it, it's mostly that. It's definitely Fabulous's first album is an album where every single song is good.
Personally, I think it's Billy Idol's Christmas album that came out.
I mean, you can hit him with one song if you want to. I mean, I need to hear it. I haven't heard it yet.
You haven't checked it out yet?
No, I have not checked it out yet. I wanted to save it for this.
Oh, well, good, because I have one ready to go right here. So we'll check that out right now.
All right. Is it all right, a white, white Christmas?
Billy Idol has a whole Christmas album I found the other day.
Wow.
And it's fire.
When is it from?
Jingle bell, last jingle one? Bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chiming, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock, mixing and mingling the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
But yeah, I mean, the whole album's like him singing like the old school songs, just like. It's just him. It's not like a rock album or anything.
No, that's pretty cool.
But it's a cool little spin on like a lot of songs you've already heard instead of hearing the same fucking version over and over and over again.
Yeah, your kids are like, who's Billy Idol? You're like, oh, well, it's an asshole from the 80s that I don't know why is good. Yeah. But
go watch The Wedding Singer, kid.
But when my cousins were like little, they had a poster of Billy Idol in their room, but he's not like even that iconic.
I don't know. I was on a big 80s kick today at the barbershop, and it all was because of the Billy Idol album. And me and Bianca were saying that. I'm like, why did everybody love this guy? He's not a good singer.
Loved him.
He's
I think it was the 80s like English invasion sliding, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he was
they
just
had
like
him and Rick Ashley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, that we had that on. Were you at the shop when that was on?
Oh man. Get Rick rolled all the fucking time, bro. Yeah,
I Rick rolled the
dude,
whole
Bianca
today.
Loves that joint.
I mean, I kind of do too. That is a good one. You ever hear Greg do it at karaoke? It's hilarious.
Greg
Tamelio.
Tamelio?
Yes.
And then he does his little stripper dance?
Dude, I was there one time. I heard someone singing it. I look up. I go, shut your fucking mouth right now.
Never gonna give.
Yeah, I think it was that one anyway. If not, it's still hilarious picturing him singing it.
Like, let's start off. I think underrated, and I think has become all of a sudden like, so it's from our time, but now kids are like, oh my god, what a great Christmas movie. But I feel like when it came out, it wasn't as regarded as it was kind of shit on, is Jim Carrey's The Grinch. I feel like as kids of that time, we liked it. I feel like other people didn't like it though.
I am not a fan of that one.
Shut up.
I think it's good. I don't think it's great.
Yeah, the same. I'm like, I could take it or leave it.
Yeah, I'm not
I'm in the great category.
I'm in the good category. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great.
I think it's Jim Carrey at his fucking,
you think that's him at his best?
Not at one of his best. Yeah, I think it like his like not even his, it doesn't have to be comical, it has to just be like his physical face and body work that he does.
Well,
in the
maybe
movie
part
like
of it for me is I'm not a huge Jim Carrey fan. I'm just
I like Jim Carrey. I don't know.
Johnny that, doesn't like him. Donnie doesn't like him. Let's just put it on the record because he's Canadian.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's like,
what does that have
Canadian
to do with anything?
That's why they had him on Living Color. They only had one white guy. It had to be Canadian.
Wait. What the fuck does him being Canadian have to do with anything? Shit.
I don't know. I was only kidding.
Out of left field, Chuck.
It was kind of funny though.
Just want to let you know.
It was kind of funny though.
I have nothing against Canadians.
It just made it more random.
The jacket that you were wearing in the picture in front of your car the other day might have been a Canadian goose down.
Hey. No, that's like I think that kind of looks like a jacket straight out of the 1970s, if anything. I wouldn't say Canadian. I don't see the Canadian with it.
I thought it would look like some Hope Valley shit personally.
Hope Valley shit.
No. Yeah, like
no, Valley girl.
It looked like
the girl from Clueless's first outfit.
Jesus Christ!
From Clueless? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Gwen from Clueless. Clueless. I'm gonna pull up the picture.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
Straight, man.
Hating on the coat. Come on, that coat.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to everybody.
I still got all those from last year, that weird Santa that I found.
I forget about that.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Obviously you can go.
That hurts my heart a little bit, Chuck. Look, around Christmas, look, dissing the coat.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the picture. That's going to be the picture on the podcast, isn't it?
I can't stop putting it at the camera. It's bugging
what the
me out.
Fuck?
It's bugging me out.
Yeah, burning.
Oh, man.
You know why? Because the dimension looks way smaller on my camera than it does.
Oh, hilarious.
Just a close up of it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't.
Just picture
that's
a black car
more,
in the back
a little
of this
more
picture.
Accurate. That one's a little more accurate.
Put a picture of a black car in the back of this picture.
The first one, I wasn't seeing it. Now I'm kind of seeing it.
That is hysterical.
This year, Santa's coming in an Avenger. One of my favorite lines from a Christmas movie is the Santa Claus, when they're in like the marketing meeting and he shows up like wicked fat. And they're like, the guy's like, this year Santa's coming in a tank. And he's like, no. He's like trying to restore like the beginning of Santa. He's like, Santa can't come in a tank. Then they like order lunch. He's like, I'll have two sandwiches, a salad. He goes, the salad dressing on the side. He goes, and some of those little chocolate chip cookies and a sundae.
Yeah. That wasn't a Christmas story.
No, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He goes, Scott.
Football.
He goes,
Go ahead.
I didn't even hear the button.
I didn't know it was on accident. I had something pulled up and I hit it on accident.
He's like, Scott, what happened to you? He's like, got stung by a bee.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah.
He's like a bee sting.
He just like houses all that food.
That is my, I think that might be my favorite Christmas movie. Santa Claus 1, Tim Allen.
It's a great one. It's not my number one though. It
true
is great.
And true. True and true Trump supporter.
Hey, no, my number one, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, is my number
That's
one.
That's a good one.
That's my number one right there. And then if I had to like do a top three, number two, A Christmas Story, number three, Elf. Boom. That evens out my mom's favorite movie
of all time is Elf, whether it's Christmas or not Christmas. That's just like her favorite movie in general.
Her favorite Christmas
movie
of all time?
No, that's her just favorite movie of all time.
Regardless of it being Christmas or not, that's just her favorite
one.
It's a great fucking movie.
Yeah, like she quotes it on like daily.
are we not showing love to like the Muppets Christmas Carol? What a classic.
Oh my God, I totally even forgot that even existed. Oh my God, I haven't thought of that in forever.
Me neither. I haven't seen that in ages.
I would say
are we forgetting about a little lonely boy named Charlie Brown?
those aren't top three for me though. I was just naming off my top
Charlie
three.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
It's not top three, no fucking way.
I would have to say for me, I think my favorite is like the old school, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, fucking
like, good grief!
What's his name? Oh my God, why can't I think of it? The guy with the mustache, what the heck's his name?
Yukon Cornelius?
Yeah, Yukon Cornelius. Yes. I love him. He goes like this when he hits the rock and he tastes, he's like, nothing.
I'm not going to lie, the first time I watched the Frosty one, I was like, concerned. I was like scared for this guy.
You know what I watched the other day? I totally forgot the one that I forgot about. Jack Frost. Remember that one when he dies and he comes back as the snowman?
Yeah, I mean, some of them might have been a little too advanced for childhood, you know?
Oh, I think that one definitely was, but I just
The
totally...
Little Drummer Boy?
What's that? I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, voiced by Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you know it if you saw it, I feel like.
I don't know that one. You know what's another one I've never seen? I'm talking about Tom Hanks, The Polar Express. I've never seen it.
Really?
I never seen that either. I'm going to leave it to the book. The book was beautiful.
Are you serious?
The book was beautiful.
I've never seen it.
Hey.
Is it a musical?
You can't go back and say you like a movie that Tom Hanks is involved in.
I love Tom Hanks movies. I just don't fucking like him as a person.
I'll
just like Robert De Niro is my favorite actor. That dude's a piece of shit. Favorite actor, though. Love Rob De Niro as an actor. As a person,
like,
fuck
I hope
him. Fuck him. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I hope Robert De Niro gets cold. Like, actually, I don't wish that upon anybody. I hope he gets a nice gift for Christmas.
Yeah, I think Rudolph, though. And then, you know, the other one's good. Was it the Year Without a Santa? Which one has the
Year
Snow
Without
Miser?
Santa Claus.
Is that
Year
the one with the Snow
Miser? That's a good one. That's a
and
good
Heat
one.
Miser.
Yeah, those are good. Yeah,
Ernest, like Ernest Saves Christmas? Are we classic. Forgetting about Ernest Saves Christmas?
Ernest Saves Christmas. That's a banger, too. I forgot about that one. Yep. And I love that one, Santa Claus, when he tells everybody he's Santa and nobody believes him. Poor bastard.
Miracle on 34th Street, if you don't like it, old or new version, take it or leave it. I like them both.
Never seen it.
You never seen it? That, now we're getting political shit into it. They take them into court. They take Santa into court.
See, I never seen that one.
No, that's a little ridiculous now.
You've never seen that one? No. With
I've
the girl from Matilda?
I never seen
what,
it either.
What is the name of it again? Matilda?
What is it?
Miracle on 34th?
No.
Me either.
You never seen it, Donnie?
I've never seen it, bro.
No, never seen it. Me either.
I feel like we should do we do like a watch all together. We're all crying on camera.
No,
like,
I think I don't want to watch that. No, I think it's more crazy that I can't believe you guys haven't seen Polar Express.
Yeah,
like Tom Hanks is an iconic actor. He's a great actor.
I got a fear
of
trains.
It's a really good fucking movie. But know what? Most underrated Christmas movie. I'm gonna go a little off with it. Bad Santa,
Or Die Hard.
I don't think Bad Santa is underrated. I think Bad Santa is respected.
I love Bad Santa.
I still feel like
I love Bad Santa.
Oh, it's great. That's
I never
probably
heard anybody
my top
said
five.
They didn't like it.
Second one.
Nope.
Yeah.
I know so many people that never seen it.
Really?
I know a lot of people that never seen that movie.
Really?
You know, everybody that I do know that has seen it thought it was funny as hell.
Yeah, I love that one. I love the girl. She's like, fuck me, Santa. Fuck me, Santa. And then something else. I watched another movie where she was like in it, and then she was fucking Santa. Or like she was like Santa's husband, or not husband, wife or some shit. I go, this lady has a fucking Santa fetish. For real. Like it's not just an act in Bad Santa.
I really wanted to see that Mel Gibson movie, Fat Man. It's actually on like Amazon something right now. And I meant to watch it and I keep forgetting about it.
Me too. I was all gung ho to watch it last year and I totally forgot. And now maybe I'll watch it tonight after the pod.
Yeah, I got to watch it.
Is it free on Prime?
I think it's on Hulu or Amazon. It's on one or the other.
I got them all.
Maybe I won't watch it
on there.
I got them all. I'm like, if I have to pay for it, fuck them. I'm not paying for it at Christmas time.
Are you into the live Christmas show for like the live performance for Christmas? Like if you went to see Christmas Carol, you went to go see the Nutcracker.
Oh yeah, I went and seen the fucking Christmas Carol once at PPAC, and the one year I went, it was like because they change it every year. It was like a scary one when I went. Like one of the guys that comes down, he was like a bad guy. Like he came flying down like over the crowd and shit. It was actually kind of scary.
No shit.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
I don't
wild.
Know if
I've
they changed
been.
It really because I think they did that when I went to go see that PPAC. Then they had the hole underneath the like the main stage. Like he was like it fucking opens up. It's like it was scary. It was scary kind of.
I'm telling you, they change it every year. I'm not.
Kristen held my hand.
Oh, so maybe we both seen the same one. I seen it when I was a kid, but I heard that they do.
Yeah, every 3 years they do the crazy one. Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, they must be.
Johnny, you're into conspiracy theories? How about this one? Jim Carrey's Grinch hit his head a lot of times in the movie, right? Hit his head a lot of times in the movie. Passed out, died. He had a dog the whole time in the movie. Dog died too. He woke up, Jack Skellington. He stole Christmas in the Grinch. In the, what's the name of it? Nightmare Before Christmas. They try to steal Christmas, do their whole thing. That's the Grinch. He died, hit his head, came back to life with him and his dog.
But was the Grinch.
Yeah. One man's toxic sludge is another man's poop. potpourri.
That's a hell of a conspiracy theory, but I got to see more evidence.
I kind of like that conspiracy theory, to be honest. Where did you see that, Chuck? I know you didn't make that up yourself.
TikTok.
It's fake then. It's not real. It holds no weight.
No, there was a lot of evidence to back it up. There was multiple episodes. Bullshit. I wasn't going to get it.
It's all bullshit.
That's a good one, though. That's a nice one. You know what I like? I know you can't order them a lot, because I like a nice light conspiracy theory.
I like not one that deep. Like actually
not
holds some
deep.
Weight.
Yes.
Yeah, no,
like,
not
don't,
too deep.
Like, don't come at me with no fucking flat earther shit, bro.
I don't need the whole world to rest on it. I just need one movie rested on and I'm okay. It's not like, hey, turns out if you have a child that isn't yours, it's the universe's. Like, I don't need a mind blower. I just need a one movie. One movie at the end of it, I shut it off. It's good. I don't need like the fucking like on TikTok. They got some scary music in the background. It freaks me out sometimes.
Yeah, we've heard about. Oh, you're scared of TikTok. I know. You told me about the scary talks.
There's a reason why these kids are on the talk.
Oh man, that's funny.
Very addicting. Christmas talk. Get
on. Oh God, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, TikTok advent calendars. Every day you open up a new talk.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just made that up. I totally meant. That's
Merry
a mock. That was a good.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
I love the drunk Santa.
That's a good Christmas. That's a very good Christmas marketing scheme.
Not bad.
Every day you open up one new TikTok.
We should delete that out and that may be you might be onto something.
It is good. I'll give that to you, Chuck. Even though you're being a douche tonight. Give that to you.
Because I'm half Canadian.
Yeah, because you hate Canadians.
Oh, man.
You like, after the episode turns out, Chuck is Canadian.
Yeah. That's good stuff. But we were talking about Christmas movies, weren't we?
Yeah.
Where'd we leave off? I don't know. We kind of started going down marketing plans and shit like that. What was the last Christmas movie that was mentioned? Anybody remember?
I
no,
have
we
no
all fucking.
Idea. I don't remember.
Well, we were down the conspiracy theory of the Grinch and the Nightmare Before
that's
Christmas.
That's what it was. Yes. That's the last thing
that's
I remember.
That's right. That's right.
We were We were getting into National Lampoon's a little bit.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's my number one.
I haven't seen that one in a long time.
It's not only anybody's like first favorite movie. It's like pick a scene from that movie because it is the first one.
Yeah, that Ooh. Movie was fucking iconic. That and A Christmas Story, they're two classics that I'll never get sick of.
A Christmas ever. Story is one of those ones that, like, it's just, it's A Christmas Story. That's it. Like, that's the one, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you said, like, it's like pick a scene because they're all, it's just so classic.
Yes, absolutely. That's like my 1-2 punch for Christmas
ho,
movies.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's my favorite Santa ever, that how he's such a weirdo in that one.
But know what else delivers on that like level? I feel like A Christmas Chronicles 1.
I even like the second one.
The second one's really good, but it's not as good as the first. That first one, like, I feel like that's going to be like iconic fucking like 10, 15 years from now. That's going to be looked at like National Lampoons and
yeah, that one's
A Christmas
up there.
Story. That's going to be a classic for
I don't
good.
Think enough people have seen that one.
I agree. That's
I like the
Kurt Russell at his
one.
Best.
The second one, yeah. I don't know if I love the second one. The second one was good though.
Oh yeah,
but
I'm not
the first
saying
one's
I loved
iconic.
It.
He kills
I'm
it in
about
the, first
the same.
One.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chuck.
Yeah, I didn't love it, but I'm not gonna hate on it either. I think it was still really good.
Yeah,
you know, it almost needed
it was
the second
good.
One.
It was good, but
to wrap
the,
it up.
Yeah, the first one was absolutely fucking great though.
Yeah,
that's a fucking awesome Christmas. I've always been a big Kurt Russell fan, and he did a fucking he played a hell of a Santa.
Yeah. Went from Snake Plissken to Santa.
Yeah, Escape from New York to Escape from North Pole.
Yeah.
How about Big Trouble in Little China? All right, we're going to go too far off.
I
like that's a good one. Did you know that, like, are you a big It's a Wonderful Life person? Like,
no, but no, dude, I have a cool fact about It's a Wonderful Life.
It shit the bed. It was a shitty movie.
Yeah, but the reason that it's so famous now, because back then, it was such a bad movie that they just gave up the rights to the movie because they were losing so much money on it. So every single station, even the little small stations back then that only broadcast to, say, one town, they were allowed to play it. So every single station on the face of the earth played that movie, and that's how it became so famous because that was the only Christmas movie that was allowed to be played everywhere. Fun fact.
Wow.
So that's how that movie got famous. Wow. So I don't remember where I saw that, but I was like, that is
pretty
that's
crazy.
That's one of Danny's favorite movies.
Wow.
Huh? He loves that movie. I think it's trash.
It's very depressing. The guy, like, yeah. I mean, it's like a suicide movie.
Yeah. I'm like, I have to have it's like a
suicide awareness movie.
Oh man, gets me right in the Christmas spirit.
Maybe we need to have a sit down with Donnie next week.
If you got a job at the end of the night, you shut it off. You say, "Oh fuck, poor guy."
Yeah, right.
I go to bed. How do you do? You go, "Oh fuck, poor guy." You put the cookies out for a pretend Santa.
Yep. Eat the cookies yourself.
What do you mean pretend Santa? What does that mean?
Santa's real. Carrot. What the fuck are you talking
wait
about?
Wait a second. Pretend Santa.
You put the carrots between your toes.
Yeah.
But then again, have you ever seen me and Santa in the same place at once?
Aha. Aha. Yeah,
aha. I know. Hanukkah, very underrated holiday.
And no.
Hanukkah, yeah, nobody knows shit about Hanukkah. I know one thing about Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Hanukkah, great. I mean, you get a lot of gifts. Could be good, could be bad.
That's a myth. My buddy Liam, he's like a full-blown Jew, and... No,
he only gets one gift a year.
Yeah, it's like, well, you get like one little tiny gift every day.
He got a PS5. They opened it up and they gave a one piece every day. The HDMI cable on the first day.
The fucking remote control. Am I allowed to say this stuff?
That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
Yeah. Fuck it. It's Christmas. I'm allowed. That's all I want for Christmas is to be able to make fun of fucking whoever I want.
In the Christmas vacation, you have the in-laws in town, which is going to happen to me this week, but I'm not going to lie, not that bad. Like, if I had two sets of in-laws, like my family and my in-laws at home, like, does that even happen at a house anymore? I don't think anybody could actually do that unless they wanted an Amityville Horror Axe situation.
True story.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody's dream is to have, like, the Christmas with the family. I mean, well, you make all of a sudden you're making breakfast on Christmas morning. You don't really make breakfast any time of the year. The eggs suck. Everybody doesn't say anything. They let you have your day.
That sounds pretty fucking depressing.
Donnie's like, I only use the freshest greens to my garden on Christmas morning.
Yeah, I'm like, so anyway, let's bring a little cheer back into this episode.
God, Chuck. What a fucking downer.
No, I was saying that it's such a happy day that no matter what you put on the plate, everybody's going to be happy on Christmas morning.
All right. Different way of putting it, but.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. My little dark. Fun.
Back to Chuck's dark Christmas.
Yeah. Talk about the nightmare before Christmas.
I know we're not talking about next podcast.
Yeah.
I was literally just going to lighten it up and ask everybody what everybody's favorite Christmas cookie was.
Oh, man. Oof. That's a tough one, Chuck.
Mm.
So my sister, like, she makes them every year. She makes the classic Italian cookies.
I would have to say mine are the, like, you ever have the chocolate crinkle cookies? They're like chocolate with, like, they got the powdered sugar on the outside. Oh, I love those.
Yes.
I mean, this is tough. I love all cookies.
I like the white cookie with the powdered sugar and then the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
The peanut butter one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for that joint.
I'm into that too.
Yeah. You know they're called the Italian Christmas cookies. You know which ones I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Every one of them.
My favorite.
Is there a reason that they're called Italian Christmas cookies?
Yeah.
No.
Because they used to make all the Italians make all the cookies.
I'm talking about.
Yeah. They're like fat sugar cookies.
Fucking love those things for some reason, man. Absolutely fucking love them. Dangerous. Don't put me around a plate of those.
I also love me a good gingerbread cookie, but it has to be good.
It's got
to
be done right.
Yes.
Yeah, so you like the new
don't give me no fucking... What were you saying?
I like the new joints, like the caramel pretzel, like stack-up joints.
What, like the one that's like Chex Mix, the one that's just like a ball of shit?
Yeah, it's like Chex Mix, like pretzel, like caramel. Yes. It's all like a little, but they make it into like a cookie sheet and cut them into squares. They're bomb.
Yeah, it's almost like a Rice Krispie treat. But
you're really not making a lot of Christmas with all your teeth. Like, something's popping off, something's cracking.
Man, we had this guy, and it's unfortunate, so... Due to COVID, we had this old man, Ray LaPlante, that worked with us at Bald Hill. He was in his, like, fucking 60s. He was constantly coming in, changing, like, fucking topics, and he didn't do shit worth the work. Funny guy, though. Every year, his wife would make all the employees what they called Christmas crack. It was like Chex Mix Christmas style. They call it Christmas crack. Every year they do this, and the manager goes one day, he goes, yeah, this is why we keep Ray around. Just every year we know we're going to get the Christmas crack, because Ray was like the worst fucking worker. Ray, if any of your family members are you listening to this, I'm sorry, but that Christmas crack was straight fire, and we miss it.
He's gone because of COVID?
Oh, he's gone. No, yeah, they had to lay him off.
Oh, I thought you
They meant, had to lay him off, and they never asked to bring him back.
I thought you meant he's gone.
I don't know where he is. I don't know what happened to him.
Make a batch of Christmas crack to remember.
Christmas crack. He was so proud of that shit.
Oh, man.
Coming in a big-ass fucking bag, all individual bags. All that crack, yo.
He got pulled over. They're like, how many bags is that? I love the little Christmas individual. Somebody that gives, like, commits their whole, like, life to making individual bags of stuff for people at work is, like, why you live on Christmas.
Absolutely.
Like, you go in there, have, like, 14 bags of cookies. You're like, how did you really do this?
Oh, nice fucking guy, man. Terrible worker, though. But the Christmas crack made up for it. So it's all about balance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is Christmas.
All right. Well, anyway.
I love some Christmas cookies, Christmas desserts, and they get very inventive every year. I mean, I watch this show on Netflix, Mr. Christmas, or dude, this guy comes into your house for $5,000 to $20,000 and decorates the whole thing. Dude, it's a little ridiculous, actually.
I was watching one. It was like a Christmas light, it's like a competition one.
The light fight.
Is that Christmas, what it's called?
Light fight.
I only saw one episode of it, but it was good. And actually, you know which one I really like is the holiday baking challenge on the Food Channel is a big one. I haven't seen the finale yet. Oh, okay. So
they had a Sugar Rush, like on Netflix, that show Sugar Rush. Yep. And it was a Christmas one. They got crazy on that.
I watched it with my daughter. It was actually pretty fire.
She's like, Daddy, make that for me. Like, yeah, definitely.
I can't bake worth the shit. Some of the stuff they come out with is fucking absolutely insane.
I know.
Those people are talented as fuck. So talented.
There's another show on a new one on Disney Plus where they like do food that looks like the movies from Disney, and it's like absolutely insane.
I haven't watched it yet. I saw that one. It keeps popping up every time I go on Disney Plus, so I might have to check it out.
Xmas conspiracy theories, Christmas vacation.
Here we go. Where's the music?
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Does it have to do with aliens?
No, it's not. It's actually not a conspiracy theory. Oh. I was just going down the list, Chuck? And saying conspiracy theories, movies. The biggest thing you look forward to during Christmas when you were a kid was Christmas vacation. And I think the biggest day to me on Christmas vacation was like the day after Christmas, where you got to go out and spend like your gift cards. You and your buddies would go around the mall by yourself.
Yeah, walk around for hours, fucking going to a few stores.
Fresh to death.
Oh, have your best outfits on all times.
I had colognes on. I washed up with a new loofah at home. I had new socks, new underwear. You stepped out fresher on Christmas than you ever did on the first day of school.
True story.
Sorry, I just had to send a text and I totally spaced out. What'd you say?
God damn.
Sorry, I never usually do that.
Oh, man. But no, you're 100% right. It was right to the fucking mall, gift cards, cash in hand, fucking ready to fucking kick it with the boys for the night. Oh, yeah. Feeling like a fucking boss. Yo, I got fucking $80 worth of gift cards. I got $200 cash. It's like the fucking most like money you have on you at any point in your life at that, besides your birthday, maybe.
You were returning shit for straight cash, dude. You had the receipts. Yep.
I've definitely returned something before. Like, you ever get a gift and you're like, I am totally getting store credit for this one. And then I'm going to tell them how much I loved it.
Yeah, I've gotten some rough gifts in my day.
What's the worst gift you ever got? And who was it from?
I've gotten, and I know you guys are gonna fucking laugh at me, but I've gotten like clothing that I just was never fucking wear. That's the most infamous one you can return though.
You can be like, it didn't really fit right. The clothes you get off, dude. My mom gave me a hand painted like, I don't even know, dude. She must have bought it at somebody at like a halfway house or something. But it was like a hand painted like. It's like a skull and crossbones on fire. I don't even know what it was. It had a girl with like her tit, like her cleavage out and shit on it. My mom bought it for me.
Like, is it a fucking Ed Hardy shirt?
What the hell?
Dude, that's what it looked like. Dude, my mom was like in rehab. She like bought it off somebody for me or something. I don't even know, dude. Man. It was so weird. That was the weirdest gift. It was so, I actually didn't even take it out. I was like, yeah, I'll get it later out of the trunk of your car and left it there.
she's still waiting for you to get out of the trunk of the car.
Still has. Still there. No, she sold it. It was an NFT. She sold it for $3 million.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I would have to say mine's clothes, but I can't think of, like, nothing's like popping out of my head, but I feel like I've definitely got some clothes. Actually, I do know. I think it was my grandfather gave it to me, dude. I feel like they were like capris, like male capris. And I remember I opened these things up, dude, and they had like all like the bungee cords on them and shit. So you like tighten the bottoms.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the ones, he's like, oh, come on, try them on. Like that. I'm like, yeah, I'll try them on later. And those went right in the garbage.
Yep.
And he's one of the ones, he'll take the tags off them, tight motherfucker. So you have to keep them.
Like, I better see you in these.
One year I got like two.
What the hell?
One year I got like two silver chains. I was in like the seventh grade and got like two dope, like really nice ones too. They actually are nice. But like I had like two big, I looked like a Mr. T Sonic kid. I had like two big ass silver chains on with charms with Jesus on them and shit. It's crazy.
Yep. No, I had the chains as well.
Oh, hell yeah. I had mad chains. All the chains.
Yep.
Like same, an asshole. Bro. I remember like thought you thinking I was the baddest motherfucker too, like going on vacation.
I had the bracelets.
I had some rings. Hell yeah. I went down the ring road for a little while.
Donnie, but sometimes you could hook the bracelet to the necklace and make it look extra long too if you had the same joint. Because if I had the necklace and the bracelet, they were like matching the whole joint.
Oh, you went.
Oh, shit.
Fuck yeah.
I had like the fucking, dude, I was like ready to go. So the day after Christmas, I like took the shower. Took the shower in the morning, playing the new CD in the background, the new loofah and the body wash, because my family always got me like a little body wash loofah joint, getting out with like a new probably shower, like a robe on. My grandmother probably got me a robe piece with some new slippers, new socks, new underwear. The whole day was new. You know what I'm saying?
Ian,
you want a snack? New candy out your fucking stocking.
Yeah, I feel like I did not appreciate the robe as a gift as a child. Now I would be amped if someone got me a robe.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love robes, bro.
Yeah, like I haven't owned one in years, but I'm praying I get one this Christmas.
You're fucking up. If you don't get one, you better go out and buy one after Christmas. Hey, take that fucking Christmas money with you to the mall, bro.
Yeah. I'm hoping I get a JCPenney gift card.
Go right
to
the JCPenney and Macy's.
The robe, though. You need the robe given. The robe needs to be given.
Yeah, I feel awkward
given.
Buying a robe. Oh, that'd be like going to buy a man thong. Like if someone bought it for me, I'll wear it, but I don't think I could go buy
you
one.
You can't make that comparison. People go out in their front yards in their robes. People don't go out in their front yards and fucking
I rolled around the mall like I was trying to buy a piece of real estate. All I had was $30 to my name.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, we'll go to this store, check it out again. Walk through it.
Yep.
New CD.
Oh my God.
Well, let me look at the songs on the back first.
Right. I got to take a piss break quick.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm gonna piss myself. Just hit stop, Chuck, real quick. Just so I know where we're at. Don't you dare look at it.
All right.
All right, we're back.
Todd the rap Cole.
No,
Todd
it's easy.
Rap
put
Cole.
It in a gift bag.
Who was the
Santa.
First person that said you're going to get
Santa.
Cole?
Clearly it was Santa.
And who is Cole? I bet you some people hope that Cole has a very nice job and he's in his mid-30s.
Look on the cooler. I think it's near the cooler or like under the bed. Yeah, I know.
You know we're recording now, right?
Oh, no, it's fine, because I already have it all linked up from before, so we push and record at almost the same exact time, so we should be fine. If I got it all to work the other day with the fucking fiasco that we had, it will be all right.
Do you remember, like, a Christmas commercial for, like, a toy or an advertisement, like, a year that a Christmas toy was, like, hot? Do you remember,
my favorite commercial for toys was always, Crossfire!
Not bad.
Yeah, what was the basketball one? No, like that it was like Crossfire, but it had the basketball, like you shoot them like hot shots. It was like you had to like shoot them mad quick. It was just
about.
A little like handheld one, but it had a sick commercial.
I don't. That one's not ringing a bell.
It had a sick commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, Crossfire. And the best part about the commercial was it took them forever to write it because it was just Crossfire, Crossfire. That's all they said about the whole fucking commercial.
Crossfire. I was like trying to look up the. I looked back up basketball game commercial and then I realized that's pretty vague. They have no idea what you're talking about.
Crossfire is going to come right up. You already know that. Oh, no, it's not. Apparently, this is a song, too.
Oh, I got the Crossfire. I have the Crossfire one up. Because I was looking for the basketball one.
Sometime in the future.
Crossfire. You can count the Crossfire.
The commercial's awesome. And let me tell you, the kid looks just like Billy Idol, the way he's dressed. He got the leather jacket on with the gloves, dude.
That's awesome.
Crossfire.
It's
Billy Idol.
It's little Billy.
Did you get a lot of board games at Christmas when you were a kid? Like, Don't Wake Dad and stuff?
I had Don't Break the Ice. I had Gooey Louie, where you had to pick the boogers out of his nose. Do you remember Loopin' Louie? Do you remember that one with the airplane? The guy had a little airplane. He was trying to steal the chickens. And you used to have to loop them at the other people.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, that was a good one. If you got good at that, you want to piss somebody off. Or you know which one I used to love playing? Grape Escape. You ever play that one?
No.
No.
Oh, then you can like kill the you can. So when you roll the dice, you can get this one thing. It's called the crank. And you can like crank the whoever you want on the board. And it makes him go back to the beginning. Me and Danny used to crank my little brother. We would only crank him. You want to see someone get upset and cry? To this day, he's traumatized. I think my sister bought him it like two Christmases ago because he was so traumatized.
Yo, that just sounded terrible though.
Jesse.
We both tried to crank my little brother.
Yo, dude, it was. I can remember him literally like bawling his eyes out. Don't crank me. We would laugh. He would be furious.
The hardest part was like actually putting them together.
Mousetrap. Good luck. Mousetrap
was a hard one, but it was dope. Right. It paid off.
Yeah, I feel like Grape Escape was kind of like the bootleg version of that. It was like more killing each other than Mousetrap.
No, it's a basketball game that like at dope, Christmas. You always got like the Velcro one for like the wall in your room, and it always started like a big fight between brothers.
Oh yeah, you got to get the one that goes over.
Yeah,
the
that's
door
the one, so but it always like it. Ended up like you were beating the shit out of somebody in your room.
I remember I went to my boy Noah Larson. I can vividly remember this. It was like summertime. He had two basketball nets, right? He's like, yeah, dude, we just got these new ones because everybody kept dunking on them and breaking them. Just don't dunk on it. First thing I do, dunk on it, snap the brand new one. I felt like such a big dickhead. And I didn't even mean to do it. It was seriously not even on purpose to this day.
Do you remember something that you wanted for Christmas so bad and it was wicked whack?
Not really.
No, I mean, it wasn't whack to me.
I remember one Shaq Fu. I wanted Shaq Fu, the video game, so bad.
That game
was
trash. That game was one of the worst games of all time.
That and I got Booger Man on Sega. It was like in the whack.
Yeah, that's not good. Remember the Ren and Stimpy on those? Those
that
games
was a
hard.
Game. Ren and Stimpy game was fire.
It was hard.
And the 7 Up game. Cool
that,
spot.
And Earthworm Jim, you remember him?
Hell yeah.
Earthworm Jim was the man.
Yeah, my boys like down the road got like the Premier system and I got like Gamecast.
Yeah, you got the Gamecast.
No, I did get the dope shit. I just got like
I always picked
the worst one. I got Sega Saturn.
I never had a Saturn.
The Sega Saturn
was
actually fire, bro. I had like the gun piece.
That was like the first thing that was discs, the Sega Saturn.
I did get Sega for Christmas and got like beat Sega the Hedgehog like the first day I had it like at
you
home
beat
like
it
was
the
a game
first
that
was
a the first game is very obtainable to beat in a day.
You're a liar.
And I am not a good video game player.
You never beat
dude,
that
the first set dude the first Sega is obtainable.
What, so you tell me you beat the first Mario too? The
no,
first
no, no.
Mario
I never I have never exactly. beat that game ever.
You never beat Sonic
Sega. I beat dude Sonic in the first day.
You did not. I know you didn't. I've seen you play video games. Day. I've seen you play video games. Dude, I know you didn't.
Dr. Robotnik, you wait for it to go by you twice. You hop, spin, hit him.
Yeah, maybe you. So what? You beat the first boss and you thought you played. Is that where you ended the game?
No, I won. Dude, I beat them all.
No way.
He was in the big helicopter, the last one. The last.
He's in that every single time,
no,
dude.
No, there was. Dude, don't fucking. I wouldn't bullshit about a stupid thing like this.
This is not stupid.
I didn't beat Metal Gear Solid.
No, I did.
I can guarantee you that.
I did. 100 times.
I got caught in that goddamn box every time. Let's get into some Christmas music. Bring it home.
Yeah.
Everybody, I hope you have a great weekend and with your families and you enjoy Christmas because it's holiday season.
I got like a whole hip hop Christmas selection here. We got six songs. So let's start with your favorite, Ballin' on Christmas.
You don't play DMX Rudolph because I will cry.
No. We're going to start with your favorite.
I was wondering if I was going to hear Dipset this year.
Oh, of course. Come on, dude.
I'm pulling up the Dipset. They say Santa knows who been being naughty at night. I hope I don't get penalized for what I did with the rice. The name Bundles. You can just imagine a life. I love Christmas. All right, peace. I can just imagine the white. The trees, the candy canes, the holidays remind me of the game. The reindeers remind me of the rain. The icicles remind me of the rain. Oh, ho, ho, Merry Christmas to everybody. Yes, she looking at my neck like damn. Must have blew your whole advance down at the Coliseum. Mona Kitty is major. Without B-Day love, let me upgrade ya. You know Gibbons in a rapping nature. So all I want for Christmas is some rapping paper. Deck the halls, it's a Dipset Christmas. We all balls, it's a Dipset Christmas. Fa la 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 la, a Dipset Christmas. We fly high, it's a Dipset Christmas. Deck the halls, it's a Dipset Christmas. We all balls, it's a Dipset Christmas. Christmas cheers, Dipset's year, yeah. Ballin' every day. In all my years, standing on 112. Never seen Santa, no elves. Nope. Seen a couple mans go to jail. Sure. Trying to get Christmas money off gram sales, and that ain't work out. It's a shame. They say Santa know you good or you bad. God making an exception. We in the hood living fast. Yep. The cash that we get, I admit, is kind of fast. But we gotta pay the rent and put some clothes on our ass. Gotta pay the rent. I'm foreign. So Christmas morning, cars with ribbons on them. Make the bras get up on them. All the niggas upstate, well, this one is for them. Yep. Until you come home, I'ma keep on balling. For sure. You can tell Kris Kringle. Tell him what? Money in the party, he can bought my single. Christmas cheers, yeah. Dipset's here, yeah. Ballin' every day. Deck the halls, it's a Dipset Christmas. We all balls, it's a Dipset Christmas. Fa la 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 la, a Dipset Christmas. We fly high, it's a Dipset Christmas. Deck the halls, it's a Dipset Christmas. We all balls, it's a Dipset Christmas. Christmas cheers, Dipset's here. Ballin' every day. No introduction, I'm the man on the mic. Yeah, I all know the boy flyer than saying that night. Me and Santa alike, know why? Well, I'm getting cake here. I grab a ho, 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 and make it rain, dear. So fix your face queer, cause I'm raw. On the offer tour, I'm a boss for sure. Talking war, your door floors are four. That'll give you lead poisoning, cause it's off the wall. I'm a player. Fucking constant haters. Around here, I'm calling shots like a commentator. This ain't your common gator stepping on a comp. I had to go get these, wrestled out the swamp. Weaponry to launch, grab it out the pocket. You think, damn, how this nigga carrying a rocket? Damn. Flash you for a profit. Cause it's kinda funny that my lawyer kinda clumsy. How you catch your case and drop it? Deck the halls, it's a Dipset Christmas. We all balls, it's a Dipset Christmas. Fa la la la.
One of the best Christmas hip hop albums, for sure. All right, let's get in a super old school one. This is Curtis Blow, Christmas Rapping.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
house. Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rapping about to happen like a knee you were slapping, or a toe you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude, and a slave full of goodies for the people
on the block, got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow was on the ground, folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the rock, the was dancing in my sock, and the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face.
And I'm the guitar player
laid down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine, when I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof. Could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static, on the chance that the fans was somebody breaking in. But the noise on the top was a reindeer drop, just a trick, Saint Nick, and I let the sucker in. He was rolling, he was bully, and I said, holy moly, you got a lot of whiskers on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the skin should have been. Gets cool for a fool, going out every you for a day on the sleigh when the cold winds blow. So the beer made him win, but I'm gonna have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's 10 below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not, if the music's hot, and I'll chance a dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked the spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go.
Till he had to go.
And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a sip through his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got him toys for the boys, for the girls' glad rag. And the grown-ups got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo, a new Seville by the bluest the sky, the best that money couldn't buy, cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing, the way you feel about your friends, and this is how the story ends.
Girl, you know you like it. That's what that's about.
I love me some old school hip-hop, that's a banger.
Hell yeah, that was a jam.
Yeah, dude, I feel like next? That had like a million samples in it. All right, Nate Dogg and Snoop Dogg, Santa Goes Straight to the Ghetto.
Is that the black Santa?
I want a Super Nintendo.
Gang guys.
Yeah.
I want the Super Nintendo.
Sega Genesis. Yeah. Street Fighter 2. Gang.
It's 12:30 a.m. Christmas Eve. I'm out with the gangsters and thieves. Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, head up in my cup. Put Rudolph and Moses, Lil Bang, banging and coasting down the block. But be careful for the hawk because it's posted. Some say to this day that Christmas ain't nothing but another day. But out of respect, I gotta give the Lord his day. Tell me, where do the homeless and bums got to sleep? Where do the hungry and the needy greedies got to eat? Life is so crucial and cold. That's for the children in this world. They hopes and dreams can't afford. The young and old churches and spiritual dreams, seasonal things. Heard throughout the ghetto reaches gangsters and dope fiends. Cause those who ain't able to get it, now can finally get it. Cause the ghetto Santa Claus has sprinkled the hood. Now we born and live into a new year. A better bang, celebrate with some champagne. Ha ha, check it.
Santa Claus is coming straight to the ghetto.
Now on the first day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a sack of that crazy glue and told me to smoke it up slowly. Now on the second day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a fifth of Hen Dog and told me to take my mind off that weed. Now by the third day of Christmas, my big homeboy gave to me a whole lot of everything and it wasn't up a game to me.
Back then you woke up to the sound. I saw mama kissing Santa, made you reminisce on the old fashioned Christmas days. Yes, miss a fat man jolly with joy down your chimney with toys for little girls and boys. Pumped up, I jumped up before the sun peeked in and hoped to catch a Santa Claus creeping down my hall. Run to the window, put my eyes to the sky just to see if I could see the sleigh that parlay and push the fat guy. I sigh, ain't no sign, but everything under this tree in my
house is mine, my bike that, and this plastic nine to do fine till next year come. I try to see the same thing, they got us brainwashed up. And when you find it ain't no Santa, Christmas still mean a lot, cause it's the time to get together and give all you got. You got food, good moods, and what's better than together with your peoples, wearing wishes, give a toast by the tree, it's Merry
Santa
Christmas.
Claus.
Don't get too close because you might get shot.
To the ghetto.
Welcome to the ghetto. Santa Claus on the ceiling. Jack Frost chilling. Pinch the Grinch for being a holiday villain. Season's greetings. All the proceeds are brought to you by the church house where we'll be eating chestnuts roasting on the open fire. Singing my jingle. Where is Kris Kringle? I didn't cop and I ain't even shout. I even stayed in the house when the homies tried to sneak me out. Now all I want for Christmas is my 6-4 Chevrolet and a granddaughter for her grandmother Beverly. Ain't that something? Nah, ain't that nothing. How it's Christmas time and my rhyme steady bumping. Everybody happy, hair still nappy. Gonna steal a gift for my old grandpappy. Catch me giving out turkeys at the church house. Don't try to work me, just stand in line and everything gonna be fine. Holla at your folks, boys, going damn. Ain't no helps from no elves, just a dog pan. And we passing out gifts, blazing up splits. Christmas on the road, can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Santa Claus, it's coming straight.
That's such a banger.
The song's so long.
Death Row Christmas.
It's a banger, though.
Oh, yeah, that whole album, that's another good one. The Death Row Christmas. Yeah. All right, let's get in. This is a new one just came out. This is Wax and Herbal Tea, the Santa Dance. I haven't even heard this yet.
Nah, I never heard of it.
Just came out.
It was Christmas Eve and I was full of cheer. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. When the clock struck 9, to bed I went. But I couldn't fall asleep due to excitement. Around midnight, I heard someone stirring. I went into my living room to see what was occurring. And right next to my Christmas tree, a guy crawled out of the chimney. He had a bag of gifts and a big old belly. It shooka-shooka-shooka like a bowl of jelly. His beard was white and his hat was red. He started dancing. Then he looked at me and said, "Do the Santa dance. Do the Santa dance. Do the Santa dance. Shake it till you gotta call an ambulance. Do the Santa dance. Do the Santa dance. Do the Santa dance. Shake it till you gotta call an ambulance.
Shake your butt. Now think you're good.
Now Santa couldn't stop, all that he could do was dance, feeling the music like he was in a trance. Before I even knew what to do, the reindeer came down the chimney too. I saw Dasher, Dancer, Prancer and Blitzen, moving and grooving with the utmost conviction. I could feel it inside my soul, the Christmas spirit had taken control. I had plenty of eggnog, enough to share it. Me and Santa ate cookies, the reindeers ate carrots. We danced for a while, then they had to split. They still had millions of homes to visit.
Do the Santa dance. Do the Santa dance. Do the Santa dance. Shake it till you gotta call an ambulance. Do the Santa dance. Do the Santa dance. Do the Santa dance. Shake it till you gotta call an ambulance.
Shake your butt. Now think you're good.
Wax and Herbal Tea, they're good. They're twin brothers, too, those two. But Herbal Tea does most of the beats. All right, let's get into one. We got two more. Let's get into this is Jingle Rap. This is like a million different people on this.
Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Got my Christmas present early, put it right in her mouth.
Yo, Nebs, chill. That's not what this song's about.
Chill scares the Sapphire. You know they gotta hear me out. Ah. Well wishes, eggnog, and fat. Your cousin sleeping over on the mattresses. Holiday spirit, money isn't the object. No chimney, Santa landed on the roof of the project. My birthday December 21st, I always got jerked. One gift for two occasions, yeah, my feelings got hurt. The big homie, little baby Jesus came through drippy. We litty, it's Christmas time in New York City.
Old Saint Nick, get to the bag, my chain big. Coupe looking slick like it's getting pulled by reindeers. Like De Niro on Cape Fear, no Christmas carols. Gifts with different apparel, you know sipping we have to. Got the coquito on deck, you know my peacoat is fresh. fresh. Rick Pitino leave you on the bench acting like the Grinch. Jim Carrey ugly sweaters are still tacky. Put a boom in that.
Oh yeah. It's a rap.
Happy holidays posted in every storefront. Eviction notice, the rent due for 4 months. Black Muslims telling me that it's Satan Claus. But in the kitchen, collard greens and granny's pork. No U-log, the trees burn, the reef is strong. Outside, styling, new sneakers on. The snowfall covers up all the crack vials. Season greetings bring a smile to this black child.
Merry Swipeman's what you need. My young boys keeping Christmas cards. That's how the season greets. Wrapping leaf around like a wreath. That keep me writing in the present because I'm gifted with none to treat. Granny with the hard candy and fruit. Roast chicken or pernil, you can smell from the stew. Still crack jingling in the palm. My Kris Kringle getting land on shingles. Giving thanks to my mom.
Christmas sex, I'm missing my ex. Under mistletoes, I'm Michelin. Switch them out monthly, I make them think they love me. I'm dressed like snowman, she dressed like snow bunny. We be on the reindeer, looking like nobody's business. Looking like the sex Olympics. I had the Santa sled drifting. The Gibson, skids waving out the sound system.
Counting my birds, I put accountants to work. We get a house in the burbs and booby trapping Timmy. So when Santa invades, he get hog tied and beat until the ransom is paid. And Rudolph took a cut, but I don't trust snakes. And now I got a whole freezer full of venison steaks. I got rockets on me chilling, so the cops will know I'm killing. Cause I'm spending this Christmas in the Nakatomi building.
On Christmas, I never had this. Born a hood, we never got rich. Yeah. It's all good, we always find a way. Put the family together and have a good day. Mac and cheese, collard greens with fried turkey. The food was going so fast, you had to eat early. That's the day you spend time with your loved one. And don't forget where you come from.
That's a banger.
That is a banger. I like that one. I like how it's just got so many different people on it too. It's awesome. I wish it was. I don't know if there's an unedited version, but I'm on the. I gotta find it.
Maybe it was like meant to be edited.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, because the sound effects are kind of funny.
Yeah, it's a, yeah. I feel like that's the way it was. But everybody, thanks for tuning in for the CDJ Christmas. I'm Chuck.
I'm Don.
I'm Jesse, and this is Classified. The bells are ringing.
All right, kids. Time to get in bed. Santa's coming soon.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to everybody!
Here we go.
On a night so silent night, sleep by the fire, baby, it's so cold outside.
Tis the season.
Singing that it's snow, it's already 10 below. Find the love out here on this Christmas night. The bells are ringing, ringing.
Okay. Grab the decorations, don't forget tradition. Baby, it's cold outside, you need to get your mittens. Hang the mistletoe and write your Christmas wishes. It's better to give than receive, show the kids the difference. Cause this year has been a tough one. I'm just trying to celebrate and spend it with my loved ones. Spread some cheer, pouring festive beer. I appreciate the blessings I was blessed with here. Uncle Chris and Aunt Leah reminiscing on the front porch. Little Tay-Tay trying to build another snow fort. I hear the church bell. Bells ringing, I'll be there Christmas Eve with my family all singing hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I said
we be all singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm saying.
On a night so silent night, stay by the fire, baby, it's so cold outside. We're singing let it snow. Love out here on this Christmas night. The bells are ringing, ringing.
Okay, well I'll be ready with the lights on. Got the decorations up, it's taking me all night long. Log on the fire, put on my ugly sweater. The children are excited, hoping Santa got their letters. And man, oh man, I feel the blessings on blessings. I smell the turkey cooking with the dressing on dressing. There's a reason for the season, hear the church bells ringing. I'll be there Christmas Eve with my whole family singing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I said,
we be all singing hallelujah. Ooh.
I said we be out singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We be out singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm coming home for the holiday.